531. PMN News at 3. Tala for Lava, I'm Atitahi Potaka News. A South Auckland primary school principal says COVID-19 and lockdowns have been the biggest factors for the slowing down of academic progress for primary school students. Papatoetoe North headmaster Stan Tiatia says better policy is needed to bring back good pre-COVID performance levels.
We're closer to the 80%, aiming for more, of course, wanting 100% of all kids achieving, but this COVID and the time off school and this cumulative trauma that I've called it, whether it's been because of COVID or floods or cyclone, all these things have had a big effect on attendance and engagement.
National Party leader Christopher Luxon unveiled plans to improve numeracy and literacy standards for 80% of primary school students in the next 7 years. He says New Zealand used to be in the top 10 countries in the developed world, but that's no longer the case.
Two-thirds of our 15-year-olds, failed the most basic maths, reading and writing test last year. You've got 50% of our kids arriving at high school not at the curriculum level. And frankly, that's a big issue, because if you're 13 years old and you read like a 10-year-old, you're not feeling great about yourself and you don't feel that great about going on to high school.
Raising the importance of mental health is one of the priorities for Pacific mental health specialists. Dr. Sione Vaka says people need to remove the stigma attached to mental illness and get people treated early.
Spent a bit of time with Pacific student here at the University of Otago, raising mental health awareness and also trying to promote mental health. We have some people in the pipeline, but it's not enough to counter the need for our Pacific people to make sure that they see mental health as an important issue.
A Pacific advocate for transgender rights says they too have the right to a free and safe society without hate and bigotry speech. Moana Va, Chief Executive Vuisuli Tuitape, says the rainbow community in Christchurch is vulnerable.
Living in a city that I was born and raised in, we not only had to navigate both our gender identity, sexuality, but also our ethnicity. We are brown and it makes us doubly vulnerable. It's about being safe, like a sense of belonging in these particular individuals, and the ideology does not promote that.
South Australia has become the first jurisdiction in Australia to establish a First Nations voice to Parliament after the bill passed State Parliament today and was given royal assent. Speaking on the steps of Parliament, Aboriginal Affairs Minister Kiam Maher says the state has lit a beacon of hope for the rest of the nation. NRL star, rising star Joseph Suali'i is switching codes and has signed with the Waratahs. The 19-year-old has played 27 games for the Sydney Roosters and represented Toa Samoa in last year's Rugby League World Cup. That's PMN News at 3 p.m. For more Pacific news and sports, go to pmnnews.co.nz.